I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Syria's embattled President Bashar al-Assad doesn't speak in public very often. He's rarely done so since a rebellion against his rule started in Syria last March. But today, Assad gave a public speech that lasted 100 minutes, and it was a defiant one. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Damascus. Lina, how did the president sound and appear today? Any different from the past 9 months?
Well, no difference at all, it sounded, but even more defiant than his last speeches and more confident that this is a conspiracy against his country. It is a foreign intervention or foreign attempt to destabilize Syria, and almost totally dismissed that there is a local and internal demand for change, an internal call for freedom.
Right. So this idea that Assad is blaming foreign interference for the troubles there, let's hear a bit more of that part of the speech through an interpreter.
The external conspiracy is clear to everybody. And nobody can be fooled anymore. The tears shed by the merchant of freedom and democracy cannot hide the role that they have played in shedding the blood of the Syrian people.
Lina Sinjab, what is President Assad referring to there as a merchant of freedom and democracy?
Well, President Assad is basically blaming the whole situation inside Syria on foreign countries and even Arab countries that are trying to destabilize the country. He's also saying that most of the people have been hypnotized or have been fooled by these foreign power, by their call for democracy. But in fact, the call for democracy inside Syria is not a real call for democracy, but rather it's an element by foreign forces to destabilize and divide Syria into several issues. And he says that today even the Syrian people are succeeding in pushing away this conspiracy, ignoring at the same time the hundreds of thousands of people who took to the streets calling for freedom and calling for regime change, and more than 5,000 civilians being killed by security forces, according to the United Nations, since the uprising started back in March.
Now, some analysts are saying when he says merchant of freedom and democracy, he was referring to the United States. Did he have any proof to offer that external forces like the United States were meddling inside Syria?
He's always blamed the issues on the Western foreign powers, including the United States. Even during the whole crisis, sometimes the government would mention Israel behind this conspiracy as the government is blaming it. He did not mention the United States per se, but he's always referring to it. And his government and the official media is definitely accusing the United States and the West of melting into Syrian affairs.
So it sounds like that kind of shifting the blame to external forces is a ploy Assad has used in the past. Lina, let's listen to another excerpt from his speech. This part has now become the headline of what President Assad has said, again, speaking through an interpreter.
This will be achieved through by hitting hard with an iron fist against the terrorists. We will not relent. We will not be lenient against division. And we will not be lenient against those who plot against the country.
So the BBC's Lina Sinjab in Damascus, it's hard to imagine the line using an iron fist as being anything other than literal. In reality, will that mean the government is now really taking its gloves off? And if so, will things go from bloody to even bloodier?
Well, that's exactly the sense among the protesters and opposition groups here and activists on the ground. They fear that the tone and the language used in this speech means more crackdown and more violence. In fact, he mentioned in his speech as well that there are popular powers and popular groups who are defending and protecting the military and the security from attacks by armed gang, as he says. But this, for the protesters and for the opposition, means these pro-Assad militias, or the Shabiha, as they are known here in Damascus, that they will be legitimized in their violence even more against the civilians and against the peaceful protesters. There is high concern here in Syria that the situation is going to get worse.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab in Damascus.